Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
So we're in Grand Rapids. Where are we right now?
We are at Brewery Vivant, and Kate Avery, their abbess of beer, is going to tell us all about what they do here.
So what's the philosophy here? I understand you do Belgians. I'm not a big Belgian fan.
Well, we're here to change that, Lester. We're here at Brewery Vivant. We brew in the kind of farmhouse tradition, so it's a little bit more yeast-driven than hops-driven, and it allows us to explore some different flavor profiles as far as craft beer goes in the state of Michigan.
Tell us about this facility, because it's really interesting.
Yeah, we're sitting in the chapel here at 925 Cherry Street in East Hills, and it actually, prior to being a brewery, was a funeral home chapel. So there's these big vaulted ceilings and exposed wooden beams. The bar has a nice little stained glass window above it. There's an organ loft.
It's altar to beer.
It really did make me feel a little bit like I was someplace in Belgium, so it really does fit with your style. So we like to have a Michigan focus when we talk about drinks on the show, and obviously you have a great Michigan focus just because you're made here, but I know you also have some Michigan sourcing practices. Can you tell us about that?
At Brewery Vivant, we're really interested in running our business according to the triple bottom line, and that's how our actions influence people, profit, and planet. And to the planet part and to the people part, we want to support our local economies. So sourcing the raw ingredients for our beers and for our food here at the pub is really important to us. So we do have some local sourcing goals every year, one of which is to source 25% of our raw beer inputs from within 250 miles. And luckily, being in the bread basket, the fruit basket of America's High Five, we are able to do a pretty good job on that goal. Our flagship beer, Farmhand, a farmhouse ale, very traditional kind of French-style beer, that actually uses 100% Michigan wheat.
Well, I guess it's time for you to persuade me that Belgian is a good beer.
Well, this is Michigan beer, Lester. What I'd like y'all to try is this flagship Farmhand, a light, refreshing, crisp kind of saison. It's supposed to be our interpretation here. It's supposed to be a beer that you can drink after a long day out on the farm.
I just had a saison a couple of weeks ago, and this is not the same thing. It's a lot more refreshing, it's light, surprising, and I kind of like it.
Yeah, for me, you know, I'm not a Pilsner person. I don't like the typical lawnmower beers. This is what I would want to drink after being out in the yard all day long in this crazy kind of heat.
Farmhand is just one of those go-to beers. It is light and refreshing. It's got a little citrus note to it, a little sweetness to it, and yeah, you can kind of tell why that became our best-selling beer, and actually the best-selling farmhouse beer in Michigan.
I'm convinced. I mean, if this is an example of Belgian, this is my kind of Belgian.
So now we're going to go in a completely different direction. I've got our Belgian-inspired double IPA in front of you. It's called Tree Bucket. It is loaded with citra hops, and you're going to stick your nose in there and get just a ton of like tropical kind of pineapple notes to it. There's some sweetness from the yeast that we're using, and it's just a really smooth and well-balanced double IPA.
Well, like Lester, I really like a hoppy beer, and this totally delivers. But it's really clean and...
Yeah, no, that's part of the thing I didn't like about Belgians, the ones I've had, is that there was always seemed to be an aftertaste that bothered me, and I'm not picking that up in these beers. I really like this.
So I always really like sour things, and so I'm inclined to like sour beers, which is definitely a style we associate with Belgian beers. But I'm often surprised to me that they don't necessarily drink like beers, right? They feel like something else to me. And I really enjoy these because that little hint of maybe something sour going on, a little bit more complexity, but it still very much is beer.
I'm looking at your list here, and you've got an oat stout. I love oat stouts. I mean, these are not what I would consider Belgians.
Well, we're definitely taking some inspiration from the oldies but goodies in southern Belgium and kind of that northern France region, but we're definitely making it our own.
That's what I really love about craft brewing is how experimental you can be. Because craft brewers can work at really small batch sizes, you can just play around and test things and see if they work in a way that, you know, the big brewers can't do that sort of thing. So it's amazing the creativity that comes out of craft beer.
Now, don't get me wrong, sampling beer is a lot of fun, but I really wanted to go into the brew house and see how it's done. I just got a second to grab head brewer Jacob Durillo.
What do you think people would appreciate about Brewery Vivant?
I think the style of beers that we make, you know, we focus on the Belgian French inspiration, and those are kind of our house strains, and you know, we might dabble outside that box a little bit.
With the Michigan twist, I guess.
Yeah, everything's we try to focus locally as much as we can, which is what our restaurant does, and yeah, it's kind of fun. Keep it local and keep it fun.
And then our beer abbess, Kate Avery, wanted us to try a sip of a couple more samples. I know, it's a tough job.
All right, Kate, so you just poured something for me, and I have to say this is one of the most interesting beers I've had. Definitely has what I think of as a Belgian character with some sour, but I want to say like pineapple and coconut. Really interesting.
So much is going on in that habanango.
Habanango. I knew there was something tropical going on there.
Habanango is a sour, a barrel-aged sour beer. Again, pretty light in color, but then we age it, we finish it with some habanero peppers and some mango. So you're definitely getting on the nose that kind of fruit character, that tropicalness. And as you continue to take sips, a subtle little heat kind of builds from the habanero. It's not overpowering. It's fairly subtle. Also a great food pairing beer, but also one you could just enjoy a glass of, I think.
So this house sour, this reminds me a lot of a lambic.
It's a very light-colored golden beer, but it's soured up with kind of our own house culture at this point. And that's very typical, traditional Belgian. It's you're getting influence from your area, from your agriculture, and from the local microflora, microfauna. You talk about a lambic, it's got that nice tartness. And for us, we call it the house sour. It's just a light, easy drinking sour, a nice introduction to the world of complex sours. And thinking along the lines of like a house wine, here it is, you can come to Brewery Vivant and the house sour is always on.
So how do you encourage people who have been Bud Light drinkers or Coors Light drinkers all their lives that this is something that they will appreciate and it's not snooty?
Well, here's the thing. If you're interested in, you know, taking your taste buds on a little adventure, this is kind of the perfect time for you to be alive. And here in Michigan and here in Grand Rapids, you're definitely seeing just a rainbow of different beer flavors. And so it's not so much something that you have to replace your go-to drink with, but I think the more exploration, that attitude that you can have, the better shape you'll be in here in Grand Rapids and here in Beer City.
That's Kate Avery with Brewery Vivant. Tammy?
Cheers.
Cheers.